Let's bring in our next guest analyst. He knows what he's talking about. It's Craig Bolanos. He's the CEO of the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being around.
Scott, hey, good morning to you. I tell you what, no one's booking a ticket to Recession Island going into their holiday travel season, that's for sure. Face rip and rally? Yeah, that's probably the best description I heard all week.
10% in the S&P. I mean, that's okay. First of all, that's ridiculous. Or I'm just saying that. I'm putting that out there. And I still have Recession Island. And I had somebody write into our show yesterday, the one you were on. And by the way, you've got a lot of fans. They love you coming on that show. So you got yourself a permanent spot there. But you can't buy a beer with 3.2%. You can't buy cereal with 3.2%. You can't buy anything. Actually, it's still all unaffordable. $7 boxes of cereal. You know, $18 Big Mac meals. Nothing's changed. I don't feel any better today than I did, you know, last Friday. But the market sentiment has drastically changed. We are never, never hiking again. We're only ever going to cut, and that's coming maybe in March. I saw the CME Fed Watch thing I looked at yesterday, and 33% chance of a rate cut in March. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
This is kooky talk to me, but you know, this is when the market's the market. You know, it's right. It's always right.
The market's the market. That's what you just have to accept. You just got to go with the flow. And I feel compelled on a Friday only because you said, I know your point of view, but here's my scorecard. Hard landing versus soft. Jobless claims, soft landing. Non-defense capital goods, soft landing. Retail sales, $612 billion, soft landing. Non-farm payrolls, $150 soft landing. ISM services, it's over 51, soft landing. The only thing that's got me a little goofy here is this ISM manufacturing. That's at 46. That's a hard landing. But you know what? I'll take 5 out of 6. I think 5 out of 6 is
trendworthy. Yeah, look, I can't argue with it. I mean, this is the way it is. But I'll tell you right now, seeing sentiment change quickly enough to put 10% on the S&P in a week, any of those numbers could change just as quickly. So, I'll take them for what they're worth. But, you know, I have other research that says to me that this inflation is going to be stickier, actually maybe even rise to going into the end of the year. So I'll have to wait and see. The Fed needs to break something before we really get everything under control. This last mile, you know, they talk about the last mile delivery is always the hardest. I think that's where we're at with the inflation. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer or, you know, negative Nancy. I just want to call it like it is because I still, you know, and look, we've got what, just tremendous gains. And NASDAQ up, I don't know, 35% year to date. I don't know, something like that. 18% in the S&P and 5%, 6% in the Dow. That's great. But you know what? If you've been stayed fully invested, like a lot of people do, from January of last year, January 2022 till now, almost 2 years, you haven't gotten back your losses yet in the NASDAQ.
No, I want to be clear. We are not back to all-time highs. We are not back to all-time highs. Everyone hears, you know, on the TV and the newspaper, we're at year-to-date highs, but we're not back to the all-time highs. But I think some of this rally also does make sense in the fact that we priced ourselves for complete financial Armageddon. We priced ourselves for complete annihilation, and it turned out that just hasn't been the case. And at some point in time, obviously the full weight and full effect of all of these rate hikes, which are going to stay higher for longer, they're eventually going to come home to roost.
Yep.
I know that. And
yes.
So does everybody.
Okay.
I just think we have a position of slower growth. But Scott, you know, something we didn't talk about enough that I want to weigh in on again, if you got time.
Yep, you got a minute and a half.
Loans.
Oh,
minute
yeah.
And a half, it is that big of a deal because, you know, I mentioned that payment of $400 a month. That shouldn't be scoffed at because some people have a payment of $200 a month. Some people have a payment of $1,000 a month. The average at $400 a month, that's a big deal. And I do have to acknowledge that when people weren't making payments from the passage of the CARES Act, that spring of 2020, all the way until fall of 2023, I still don't know how that's going to play out. And I think that's part of the reason these retail sales softened. We talked about it yesterday, and people are just choosing experience over the point of sale at the cash register. And definitively, that student loan payment is a big part of the narrative and story that's going to be unfolding even more into 2024.
Yeah, I'm not looking for bad news. I'm not looking for negative news. I'm just trying to look for real news. And you're right. That's a very good point. I think some of those mortgages that didn't go paid, that were allowed to not go paid, that also kicked in this month. Maybe, I think. That's also a story that was out there. But there are going to be some headwinds. And soft landing is fine with me, too. I just think that I just know for my 36 years of being in the business, the economy is not doing well. I just know that in my gut. But the market, the stock market's a different deal, right? The stock market can rally like it did with Obama, even though things are, what's hitting the fan. And this is just one of those times. So I got to sit back and let it happen. And I think it's going to create opportunity. We're fully invested as a family. I want to see everybody do well. But at the same time, 10% in a week on missing the S&P by 0.1%. The CPI by 0.1%. That doesn't fly with me, but we'll see. That's all I got to say on that.
Sounds well. Listen, it's a bit of a personal dose of responsibility as well, because no one wants to see listeners, people we know and love, who might be sitting on the sidelines, get sucked in at exactly the wrong time. Markets have a way to do that, and it's important just to set realistic tones on your show. That's why I do this every Friday, Scott, because you're delivering sincere and actionable ideas that people can use, and I think there's tremendous value in that, and I thank you for the opportunity to contribute whenever you have me on.
We love having you, and the viewers and the cow phone that they all write in on. You've been a great addition to the TV side, too, so you're going to be there a lot more often. We're going to work you in, so that's almost a regular slot. Thank you very much, Craig Bolanos. Have a great weekend if I don't talk to you. He's the CEO of the Wealth Management Group out of Chicago. He knows what he's talking about. Give him a call. He doesn't do this for free. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.